Now we're going to talk about Donald Trump once again. In fact, his administration starting to take shape. The Pentagon is drawing quite a lot of attention. Antonio has been looking at what the press have to say on that.
Absolutely. Let's look at the appointment of Pete Hegseth as defense secretary. This Politico headline sums it up a little indelicately, but their headline is, "Who the F is this guy? Defense world reacts to Trump's surprise Pentagon pick." Now, the answer to who on earth he is, he's a veteran of Iraq, of Afghanistan, also of Guantanamo Bay, and also a Fox News presenter. He's described by defense industry sources within this article as the least qualified nominee in US history. And another, a former Pentagon official from the Bush years, says that this appointment suggests that one of the main criteria for Donald Trump in choosing the people around him is how well do they defend Donald Trump on television. Now, Time magazine explains to us in 2019, Pete Hegseth ran a campaign successfully on his TV show to encourage Donald Trump to pardon service members accused and sometimes convicted of war crimes, including one man convicted for murder. And that's a sort of a collaboration between the two men at the time, and apparently they spoke several times on the phone. His appointment is widely thought to be part of a bit of an anti-woke crusade. Donald Trump and Hegseth have both railed against the reallowing of trans troops in the military, the renaming of military bases named after Confederate figures, as well as diversity hiring initiatives. But it doesn't end there. The Wall Street Journal has this exclusive Trump draft executive order would create board to purge generals. This is the plan or potential plan to create a so-called warrior board. And of course, needless to say, this is a board where of senior and former Pentagon officials who would recommend individuals from the senior ranks of the Pentagon to fire. Of course, as this headline shows, fears of a purge, fears of compromising as well an apolitical military, especially strong are those fears if there is a real risk that Donald Trump would be inclined, for instance, to deploy the military on US soil against the US civilian population.
Now, today is day three of COP29, and yesterday, methane emissions are high on the agenda. Tell us, Antonio, a bit more about what this neglected greenhouse gas is and what needs to be done about it.
Well, methane, otherwise known as natural gas, it's a commodity on the market, but it's also a form of pollution. It warms 80 times faster than CO2. And the Financial Times has this piece, how oil and gas companies disguise their methane emissions. So some is released by degrading wetlands. If you look at this is where the different sources of methane emissions, some released by degrading wetlands, a lot released as well by livestock, that's those farting cows, a lot released though by the energy industry, mostly coal, oil and gas. Now, what's important to understand is this isn't just what they're producing as a commodity to send on the market and sell on the market and potentially heat homes. This is waste gas. 7% of gas produced, natural gas produced, according to this article, is wasted. That's $50 billion worth of methane in 2022, leaked due to faulty machinery and that kind of thing in oil and gas wells and facilities. This is these invisible clouds of methane going out into the atmosphere where they will warm the planet. Now, the New York Times has this piece about an announcement yesterday during COP. The US administration announced a new methane fee. It's henceforth, the idea is, any oil and gas company on US soil will pay $900 above a certain threshold for every ton of methane leaked into the atmosphere. The oil and gas industry obviously opposes this, but they say it will hamper their ability to meet the growing energy needs of families and businesses, while environmental groups say in response, well, they could just avoid those fines by cleaning up their emissions. The headline, though, says it all. EPA to charge oil companies first ever methane fee, but will it last? The real question, of course, will such an initiative survive another Trump presidency?
And Antonio is going to end with a bit of a tribute for us. This is in the French paper Le Parisien. Tell us more about Azzedine Hedner, who died this weekend, Antonio.
Absolutely. Now, the Parisien has this piece on Azdin Hedner, who worked for the last 5 years, indeed the last 5 years of his life, as it turned out, on the reconstruction of Notre Dame that went up in flames so shockingly 5 years ago, just the month before the reopening of this Paris cathedral. Azdin Hedner died, and it was the project he'd been calling, apparently, according to this article, the pride of his life. And of course, he hasn't quite seen it through to completion. He was someone who was much loved on the building site, referred to by his colleagues as like a brother. Apparently, he also had the nickname of Uncle on the site. The article says that the whole Notre Dame family are in mourning for his loss, and his co-workers will be holding a memorial for him this afternoon.
Oh, nice to pay tribute to him. Thanks very much, Antonia. Antonia Kerrigan with the papers here on France 24. All the latest news coming up for you after the break.